You know, there was a sighting about a week and a half ago over O'Hare Airport in Chicago of something very, very strange. Peter Davenport from the National UFO Reporting Center has been looking in on this. Now, they delayed the release of this case primarily because they had an investigation going on. Peter's on the line with us now. Peter, this is a very fascinating case.
Yes, it is, George, and thanks for having me on for such short notice about this case. This, in my judgment, is a fascinating case. And let me just say, for those members of our audience tonight who are discriminating, and of course, all members of the Coast to Coast audience are discriminating by nature, we all know that. But I have seen the evidence that forced me or allowed me to go public with this to share it with the American people. There was a dramatic sighting, we believe, over O'Hare Airport last Tuesday afternoon. It was 4:30 p.m. on the 7th of November.
What was it like? What did people do? And there were a number of witnesses, right, Peter?
Well, perhaps as many as 24 witnesses. We may never know how many people actually saw it because I'm not sure that everybody is going to report to us. But a ramp employee was standing at the nose of an aircraft at gate C-17 on the C concourse in Chicago. And while he was waiting for the cockpit crew to get the aircraft ready for departure, he just happened to look up above him. And almost directly above him, he estimated, he saw a most peculiar device. It was disc-shaped. And it was about the, it appeared to be about the size of a quarter held at arm's length, George.
Okay.
But it was spinning. He said it looked like a Frisbee. But it was metallic in appearance, and it was obviously spinning. Well, he quickly apprised the cockpit crew in the aircraft that he was about to push back for departure, and they were able to look up at it through the windows on the top of their cabin, or cockpit, I should say. He then called his supervisor, and the word about this sighting went up the chain very quickly. And the FAA was called while the object was hovering there. And my suspicion is, but it's pure conjecture, that the tower operators probably were able to see this object and perhaps with binoculars.
Oh, my. This is fascinating. It really is.
The interesting thing, George, is it gets much more interesting towards the end of the sighting. The sighting lasted an estimated 2 minutes only. Very short sighting. But the person on the ramp was apparently just staring at this thing while it was still there. We know the overcast was at 1,900 feet, so this object was below 2,000 feet. And while he was looking up at it, it seemed to accelerate very, very rapidly from his vantage point, and I'll come back to that in a moment. And it just went straight up, straight away from him. And he asserted that it punched a hole in the clouds in the solid overcast as it departed. Now, other people who were watching it from the side, looking up, for example, at a 45-degree angle or so, reported to me that the object accelerated so fast that they lost sight of it when it first started moving. Some people thought it went left. Some people thought it had gone right. But the person who had the best view of it was that first witness who was looking straight up at it, and it apparently went straight away from him.
Doesn't sound like an airplane, Peter.
No. And the interesting thing, this is Class B airspace. That means that no aircraft can be in that vicinity. No aircraft can be over that airport without having a radio, without being in contact with the tower, and without having a transponder that reports its altitude. And somebody had the presence of mind to ask whether anybody could see it on radar, and to the best of my knowledge, the response was no, they could not see it.
Absolutely incredible. There's more information on your website, right, Peter?
There is. We have not released the original report. We have only summarized it and put a statement on our homepage at ufocenter.com to bring this information to the attention of the American people and also to protect the identity of the original witness. This individual is probably a little concerned about his employment status.
I would think so.
If this information gets out.